Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Man, oh man, oh man, you would think that you could somehow stem the third quarter tide. But that was the story, really the story of this series, plus 68 for Golden State in that third quarter in seven games. That's just way too much. That's, you know, and we talk about that. Is that coaching adjustment? I don't know how much you blame D'Antoni for that, because we always talk about, well, halftime adjustments, blah, blah, blah. Or they just come out for whatever reason.
Settle.
Golden State comes out and just feels more comfortable, whatever.
Yeah, they're more urgent. And then Houston comes out, and instead of, it was the exact, here's the craziest thing to me, is that they never learned along the way during the playoff series. The Rockets never learned. You spent an entire first half attacking in game six and attacking in game seven. In the first half, you get momentum, you get energy, you get double digit leads, and you are left with a third quarter where the Rockets just say, let's see what it feels like if we just stay out here and shoot threes and ISO and let the clock run out. Like, why? I really struggle with internally D'Antoni, James Harden, Eric Gordon, anybody on the floor. How do you see what happens that's working? And don't give me anything about defensive adjustments for the Warriors.
Oh, okay, so what I'm hearing, and I just heard from your brother, who's on a freaking rampage about the refereeing. Come on. And I get it. Okay, I somewhat agree. Okay, they couldn't drive the lane, but they could drive the lane, which they did. After a while, they decided Eric Gordon was going to drive the lane, and it led to three straight baskets, and then they went away from that again.
Right.
But how much of, they weren't getting any calls inside, so let's, listen, to me, yeah, granted, maybe there were bad calls, don't get me wrong, Scott Foster, blah, 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 but they shoot threes. They wanted to shoot threes.
Right.
That's what they do. They wanted to shoot 44 threes. They just missed them.
If you like, I can show you throughout the playoffs how they played in the third quarter after their fast starts. I can show you, and you can tell me if Scott Foster reffed all those games if you want, because maybe Scott Foster reffed every game that they played where they started doing the same thing in the third. This is a systemic issue where they just start settling for bad shots. Or settling for, not even bad shots, just settling for threes as opposed to attacking. This is a team that has to play with an attacking mindset, and they didn't do it in the third quarter. And it's to the point now where you know that Golden State makes these huge runs in the third quarter. You know that you're probably going to get your ass completely obliterated and pounded into 1,000 pieces. Sorry, Dell, it's true, and I'm not happy today at all. And you know this is going to happen, so what do you do? The one thing you can do is continue to attack. I don't care if Scott Foster doesn't call a foul. All I know is Klay Thompson had three fouls in about 42 seconds. Because I guess Scott Foster didn't get the memo that he was supposed to make sure no one called any fouls.
Well,
I don't know.
But Golden State feels the same way about Scott Foster that the Rockets fans do.
Of course they do, because all the quick fouls and all that stuff. You keep attacking. You know, here's our phone number. Call on in right now, guys. 713. Mike, you can call in too. It's not like I haven't spent a whole life arguing sports against you. 713-780-3776. The fact is, you keep attacking, you keep getting fouls. The Rockets had a ton of foul calls. They were in the bonus in about 36 seconds in the first quarter. And you know what they were doing? Attacking. I didn't see James shoot a single three other than the one where he gave another little hesitation and then stuck it when no one was on him. But they kept attacking.
James made a three? Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
You better check. You go. Not, you better get two sources on this
not
one.
Not in the second half.
Oh.
But it was just really, it was.
Dell, what was the stat about Scott Foster?
In last night's game, Scott Foster actually called 11 fouls against the Warriors and 5 against the Rockets.
11 against the Warriors.
But it was the fouls he didn't call for the Rockets that killed the game.
Yeah.
It was not 27 straight missed threes, which has to be an NBA record. I didn't hear. I mean, no one said it was an NBA.
I mean,
record.
I don't know if I can trust Charles on this, but
Charles
no
Barkley,
team
you
has
can't.
Charles more threes in a game than the Rockets did last night.
37
according
misses?
To them.
Yeah. They missed 37 freaking threes. Good Lord. I mean, hey, listen, the refereeing was bad. It ain't why they lost. They lost by 9 points and missed 37 freaking threes.
And 27 in a row.
And 27
Trevor
in a row.
Trevor Ariza was 0 for 12.
Oh, my God. It was amazing that they were in that. It looked like game six in which they just got blown out. I'm
you mean
amazed.
When they were up 17 after the first quarter, that game six,
yeah.
Where they are attacking again?
And then scored 25 in the second half. No, it looked like that because Golden State looked like they were hitting every freaking three that they took. And the Rockets were missing every three. And yet you look up and they're still only down seven. How the hell are you guys down seven?
Yesterday,
that should have been. I was thinking this is a 25-point game right now.
Well, because you were up a ton.
We're only up 11 at the half.
11 only.
Yeah.
That's a lot. It should be. It's really not.
Well, not when you get beat by 18 in the third.
It really didn't feel like a lot. You got beat by 17 in the third in game six, 18 in the third in game seven. You're outscored in the second half 64-25 in game six and 58-38 in game seven. You're going to hear a lot of different reasons. I'm not going to call them excuses. You will hear some excuses. You're going to hear a lot of different reasons, and everyone's going to tell you that this is the reason. That is the reason. Fact is, there are several reasons. You're going to hear about James Harden's second half play in these games. You're going to hear about Scott Foster. You're going to hear about Trevor Ariza going 0 for 12 with 0 points yesterday in 41 minutes. The first time, what's that, Dell? The first time that's ever happened?
At least 1963 that a guy played 40-plus minutes, took 10-plus shots, and didn't score a point.
You'll hear it was because Chris Paul wasn't there. You'll hear it was because, I don't know. I don't know what else. I mean, I'm not sure you're going to get too many more. Those are the primary ones. You'll hear it because of Mike D'Antoni's lack of, or his coaching and lack of coaching and lack of. You can pick and choose which one of them. I mean, everything played a part, I suppose. I do think the Chris Paul thing was really, but that's just part of basketball. And you know, when you get a player, that's a player who had missed 20. I'm not doing Gilbert today. I'm not doing it. Let's tell you right now. Gilbert, you can just go back to sleep. Because we're not doing it. When you have a player who has missed 20 games in the season because of injuries, including 2 weeks for a hamstring injury in game one, you know that you're messing with fire. You know you are. And when Chris Paul pulled up with that soft tissue injury, you knew you had some issues. And that stuff, last time it took him 2 weeks, it was a long shot that he was going to play. I was hoping he would be. And you know the worst thing to happen, John? It's what we were talking about Friday. I wish the Rockets, if it were inverted and the Rockets got beat 20 in the first quarter by the Warriors in game six, they could have gone to the bench and rested everybody for game seven. They could have played James Harden 24 minutes. They could have taken their ass kicking and just dealt with it and got guys rested. Instead, they play well in the first half. They're invested. Mike D'Antoni's actually reinserting James in the game in the fourth where they're down like 18 for some reason. And they keep playing. And they end up having to eat up. I mean, this is the whole thing I was worried about is having a team on short minutes. James Harden ended up playing 40 minutes in a game that you lost 115-86. And it's because you got a lead and you had to play an aggressive game where you had to eat up everyone's minutes. 39 for Ariza. 37 for Tucker, 34 for Gordon. And I would have rather you just gave away game six, but you can't when you get a 17-point lead. I mean, you got to keep, that's your big shot. And they took their shot, but in the second half, as they're getting pummeled, I'm just thinking they're out there exerting so much energy, so much time out on on the court, gassing themselves when they don't have much of a rotation at all. And it was exactly why I wanted them to get just blown out in game six.
Which
so
they
could
did.
Rest
you
teams.
Got your wish.
You didn't get it until the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but you got your wish.
No, my wish was for them to rest players. Yeah. 40 minutes for James isn't a rest. 39 for Trevor Ariza. And boy, those guys played like they were tired.
You think, I don't know. I just think you don't miss 27 straight shots.
Well, fatigue will play.
The other team played a lot of minutes.
No, fatigue
too.
Is the other thing. That's another thing.
Listen, here's the deal. Here's, okay, because now there's a lot of talk. I saw on ESPN and So what do you do now? What do you, I mean, it's a little quick to start, you know, okay, what does the future bring? But I think you got to upgrade the Ariza position. I do.
I think a lot of people believe that.
Yeah, I mean, they like him. He's a great defensive player, and he's a good locker room guy and all of that stuff, and that's all great. But if you're going to be a champion – now, that said, this team could have been a championship team if Chris Paul stays healthy. But what, that's a question, because Chris Paul does get hurt every playoff series, every postseason.
No, you have to know that that's
a real possibility.
So if Chris Paul could have played, could you have been in the championship?
Yes.
And won the championship? Yes. You would have been a favorite.
Yes.
So you can't freak out. You can't
freak
out. No,
I don't think you can freak out, but I think you have to wonder whether or not. Now, Chris Paul played this, he missed 20 games, and you know, I kind of felt like, well, what are you talking about? Chris Paul gets hurt all the time. He only missed 20 games. 20 games is a lot of freaking games. That's a quarter of the season. And then he was done at the most important time when you had to have him and to win a championship. So, I mean, that's in the future. Whether or not you pay, there's a lot of finagling that Daryl Morey is going to do, but I think you've got to upgrade that Trevor Ariza position.
Yeah.
I think you probably can. You know what? He did a great job in finding. Is Bamute back? I mean, what you saw? I mean, I loved him during the regular season. He was an integral part of what they did. He got hurt a couple of times as well because his shoulders are made of Barbie dolls and glass. But he's a guy that was a cog that totally disappeared. I mean, what do you – this is – Clint Capella, are you paying him max dollars if somebody offers him max dollars?
You have to. In this offense, you have to.
And
what he brings you is a rim protector and rebounder. One of the reasons that you were able to get this far is because you defended this year. And part of defending is rim protecting, and that's – yeah, you have to. He's non-negotiable, but I agree with you on Ariza. Here's the interesting thing, though. Ariza's boys with James, and it's going to be interesting to see how they shape their – I'm just telling you guys, this is part of it. The superstar once has had certain guys on the team and off the team based. Yeah. How do you think Bobby Brown – Bobby Brown was his boy.
Right.
How do you think Bobby Brown was on the team for as long?
Them,
they finally did, although they brought in other guys.
And this was the same with Michael. Michael wanted all – Walter Davis and every North Carolina guy.
Sure.
And Crumbs Krause said, nope. This is what we're doing. And so Daryl Morey, now that they've got him tied up and James is here forever, you know what? James, this is what we're doing. And you know what? You're going to like it because it's what's best for the team. All right, 712 ESPN 97.5. Just getting it started. 713-780-3776. Love to hear from you, Jamon Green, and Charles. You guys are going to be first up. Anybody else wants in? Mike Zuerlein is listening. I want him to call in because he's all pissed off. About the referee play. And you know what? The refs were bad. Oh, well. The refs were and Golden State thought the refs were terrible as well.
Chris Paul. What are you doing with Chris Paul?
Chris Paul, you got to bring back. Because Chris Paul was the reason that you could have won a championship.
At some point here, we're going to get into that. The Rockets have a lot of guys who are, you know, Ariza, Chris Paul. I mean, they got a few guys. Clint Capella. Those three are major, major
decisions. Not sure Chris Paul makes a difference in last night's game. I'm sure, Jay Webby, that Chris Paul makes a
in the third quarter.
That was exactly what you needed quarter? Was him to drive the lane and pull up jumpers instead of all of down, those freaking terrible
how
threes.
How much were they down in game five in the fourth quarter? They got down 12. Chris Paul took over the game when it was going sideways, and he brought it back, and the momentum switched back in the Rockets' favor. That was begging for a momentum switch yesterday, and they didn't have it. And who did? And here's what James did. He backs away and, like, get him, Eric. And Eric Gordon did everything he could. He tried, but they couldn't switch it.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.